You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
And we're here with Louisa Nicklin.
Hello.
Hello. How are you going?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. You've got your show tonight, so people can do Drive Island as their little pre and...
Yeah, yeah, go to Drive Island and then get your dinner and then come to Whammy.
Hell yeah. Mm-mm. So you've played a few songs at Flying Out a few weeks ago. When was that?
Probably like a month ago now. It was like when the album came out, maybe like a day after or something.
It was, I think it was the release day. Oh, no, it was
After the release day, we did a little celebration at Flying Out, which was really cool.
Yeah, it was so fun to have you.
Yeah, it was really fun. It was cool down there in the basement, and
yeah, it's
people
like all
actually
brand
came,
new,
which is nice.
Yeah, I couldn't even get through. Like, I was trying to come up to the front to take photos, I was like, squished. It was great. It was a really good turnout, and we sold out of the record.
Yeah, really good.
We oversold it, I think. We had to steal from your band camp.
Yeah, it was good. And like, it was a nice warm up for us as the band because it was just before we were going to go on the tour, so it was like good to play a little show, get comfy, you know. It was good. Yeah.
Low stakes, but also.
Low stakes, high stakes.
Yeah, 100%. We've got three of the tracks here. Should we just jump straight in with the first one?
Yeah, I think we're going to do the highs first, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where does this sit in the album? What's...
Maybe this is like track three or something. I quite like this one. It's a little bit like, it's a bit moody, but I mean, they're all a bit bloody moody, eh? But,
it is called The Big Soul.
Yeah. Moody, but a little bit, has a little bit of, I don't know. Bit of drive to it as well, I guess. Yeah, that's good.
It's all you need, really. Let's hear it.
It's from The Big Soul.
Happy, happy media.
we've got a pre-recorded
Yeah, we don't need that.
No way. We've got you right here.
Yeah, yeah.
Yikes. The first time I saw you play this song was when you opened for, I think it was Princess Chelsea at Nickel's Awards.
Maybe like a year ago, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And I feel like every time I'd seen you before then had been such a different vibe.
True.
That like it was so shocking, but in the most lovely way to see you like rock out a bit more.
Be a bit more grungy or something, eh?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I feel like I've been leaning more into that. I think there's always been like the little flavour of it, but yeah, leaning in more now maybe, which is cool.
Do you think it was an intentional decision to get a bit more grungy or just like kind of happens?
I think I just was less afraid of it. I think I was worried that if I was too grungy, it would be like unappealing or inaccessible or something like that. I don't know. You know, I feel like you have to be like...
Water yourself down.
Yeah, or something like that maybe. So yeah, felt like not afraid to do that anymore, which is cool. Just like, yeah, lean into it more. Lean into the vibes.
It's always good.
Yeah.
And then the vibes of the album is obviously called The Big Sulk. It is Sad Girl Times, which we love. Is that something that your parents used to say to you a lot?
What, like, I'm the a big, sad girl?
No, what, Big Sulk. Because it kind of gives the, like, it sounds like something that you're, like, your parents would say.
Yeah.
Like, oh, he's just having a big sulk.
Nah, it just came out of Shane from him producing it and him being like, how's your big sulk going? And when I was writing the songs, like, how's the big sulk? And then it just kind of stuck and I liked it as a title because it was just kind of like, yeah, fuck it. It's our big sulk, you know?
It is. Getting it all out.
Yeah, get it out, you know?
And also, just side note for everybody, Lewis's merch game has always been the top in Tamaki. Like,
oh, you reckon? Nice.
Yeah, I love your merch, so yeah. I want to give a separate shout out to the merch, especially with the title, The Big Sulk.
Yeah,
the merch
you can get amazing. get a tee with a big sad face on it.
It's baby you, right?
It's baby me looking grumpy, Big Sulk. It's great. Awesome. And there's a hoodie.
Will they be available at the show tonight?
They will be. There were socks, but they're all gone now.
I got the socks.
Yeah. They were kind of a special limited thing for flying out. And then there were a few left over that I think the South Island snapped them up.
I know. I did. Well, I saw you play half a song in Christchurch because I was super late.
Yeah, yeah.
And I saw the socks there and I was like, this isn't flying out.
Yeah, I know. Happening? Yeah, yeah. Rude, eh?
How was the tour?
The tour was really fun. Had a lot of fun with the band. The shows were great. All the support acts were awesome. Yeah, it was great. I'm excited to play tonight and like be a bit sad when it's over because it's, you know, when you're just getting into it. Good fun. But
who
I think tonight we'll be
playing tonight.
Tonight we have a very awesome trio, Group Chat, who I think played on your show once upon a time.
They have played on my show. They did a Fancy New Band once. They're awesome.
Yeah, I saw them play at the BFM Fancy New Band showcase and I was like, heck yeah,
they shred.
Yeah, they, and I think I asked them that night, I was like, you should open for my show that's ages away.
There's a hypothetical one day show.
Yeah and it'd be really cool if you came and played. And then Green Grove is opening as well, who's Durham, who played on the album, and he doesn't play in the band anymore because he's a busy boy, but he might be making a guest appearance tonight in the band. And by might, I mean maybe. I mean that he probably will be. Yeah, there'll be a few little guests in the band. We've also got Chelsea from Skeela. She's going to do some BVs.
Oh, lovely.
She also sung on the album. And then we've got Shane Carter, who produced it. He'll be joining us for some songs as well. So there'll be some cool big band moments.
Is this your? Yeah. This is going to be your first time playing at Double Whammy as well, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Exciting.
It is exciting. It's a really cool venue. I went there for the opening and it was sick. Yeah.
It was such a surprise walking in there the first time. Hey, I was like,
yeah,
very pleasantly surprised. It was awesome.
Yeah, me and Ellie, who plays in the band, were working on some little stage props last night.
Oh, BFM's own Ellie Burns.
Yes, Ellie Burns.
Ellie from the ads. Ellie Surf.
Ellie Surf,
that's it.
Ellie Surf plays in the band.
This is Doctor.
and we made some props. So,
oh, I'm excited.
So they will probably be there unless we set them up and they look really bad. And they won't be.
let's hear the track, Want Your Mother.
Yeah.
I remember you had a good story about this one as well. The starts of it.
It
was for your friend?
Oh, it was for someone I knew, about them. Maybe not for them, but yeah. I guess it's just about like people that kind of battle with being an adult, and this person was maybe in their 60s and really hated adult life. And yeah, I guess it's just like a song for battlers.
For the battlers, this is Want Your Mother Live at Flying Out.
You don't
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.